Water may flow swiftly or it may flow slowly, but its purpose is inexorable, its destiny sure. Martial arts was my father's chosen love. From the age of 13, when he started practicing Wing Chun, until the end of his life at age 32, he practiced every single day with little exception. He said of his passion for martial arts, "Everything I have learned through the practice of martial arts." He had an extraordinarily sharp and insightful mind, and I often think it was a brilliant piece of fate that a mind like his was attached to such a physical and combative practice. As it turns out, martial arts is a perfect metaphor for life. There are few disciplines where the stakes are so personal and so high as in a fight. Proficiency in martial arts is the practice of keeping centered and skillfully responsive under the direst of circumstances, the threat of physical harm. When you have mastery in combat, you not only meet a fight with composure and skill, you become an artist of movement, expressing yourself powerfully in the immediate unfolding present with absolute freedom and certainty. When your personal safety or very life is on the line, to remain alert, mobile, and skillful is an immense feat of self-mastery. This philosophy of movement was how Bruce Lee lived every aspect of his life. He was always after what I like to call the real. Real fighting, real living, street-tested concepts, everyday applications. He didn't deal in points earned or light touches landed, as was the style of the day in high-level competitions. He called that kind of point-oriented competitive fighting, with so many rules on how to score without causing injury, dry land swimming. That's not to say he was going around challenging everyone to a street fight, though he did fight a handful of real challenge matches in his lifetime. What he did do was train all out. While protective gear did exist in a variety of arts, he was among the first to repurpose many separate pieces to create true sparring equipment for whole-body, full-contact engagement. He made focus mitts out of baseball gloves by flattening them and filling them with padding. He repurposed baseball catcher chest plates and boxing gear, as well as kendo knuckle finger gloves. This kind of sparring equipment has evolved and is commonplace now. But back in the 1960s, its use was unheard of in Chinese kung fu, or as my father pronounced it in his native Cantonese, kung fu. Through heavy physical training and combat, my father had the opportunity to translate principles between mind and body, from idea to action, on a constant basis. Most, and possibly all, of what he espoused philosophically started first as an approach to being a successful martial artist. Then, as with all universal principles, he ultimately realized that these martial arts applications were broad and deep and inimitably applicable to the art of being human. But let's begin at the beginning. A boy, a kung fu master, and a boat. My father began studying Wing Chun Kung Fu in Hong Kong at the age of 13. His sifu, or teacher, was a man by the name of Yip Man, also Ip Man. Ip Man was a very skillful teacher who not only drilled physical techniques but also wove in Taoist philosophy and the principles of yin and yang into his lessons. He often illustrated his teachings through parables on nature, such as using the difference between an oak tree and bamboo to make a point. The oak tree will eventually snap under a strong wind, while the bamboo survives because it can move with the wind. My father was a dedicated student and a quick learner. He practiced outside of class whenever he could and became a star pupil. But he was also a teenager whose childhood nickname had been Mo Sitong, which translates to never sits still, and whose later nickname and stage name was Xiu Long, or Little Dragon. Born in the hour of the dragon and the year of the dragon, young Bruce Lee was all fire, all young. And Yip Man was forever trying to teach this fiery teen the importance of gentleness, fluidity, and pliability, not just strength and cunning.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.